Peace, peace, peace. I am Dr. Philip Roundtree, and you are tuned into an abbreviated version of Rhetorically Speaking. Props to those of you who are listening on whatever audio streaming service you're paying at least $15.99 for. You're appreciated. Salute to those who are watching on the YouTube and Twitch channels. That's at Black Media Nexus. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment. I'm sick, but I'm gonna still hop in the comments and clap back if y'all get wild. And also, go hit up the socials. Make sure you follow at Black Media Nexus. We're across Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm missing something, TikTok, but we there as well. Listen, I have a toddler. I have a 16-year-old. They both were sick, and I guess I thought I was him, right? I thought I was Himmy Duncan. Him Emmanuel. I don't want to be Rahm Emmanuel, so I gotta change it to something else. But I thought I might have been invincible, and I done got hit with the sickness. Unfortunately, that means I can't give you a full episode, a full 45-minute episode, because I had some things to talk about. I wanted to talk about 45, 47, and what's happening with South Africa, as well as y'all current mayor here in Philadelphia, and what they're trying to do with this 250 Philly, where they're going to be celebrating some colonizers in the year 2026. But I'm going to save that for another day. What I am going to give you is Dr. Phil's Black Thought of the Day. How strong is a protest if you have to clear every aspect of it with an oppressor? If the oppressor approves every aspect of it, is it still a protest? Or is it just a performance of resistance, carefully curated to ensure it never truly disrupts the system? Black art has been given as powerful imagery for centuries. Yet and still, how does that free us? There's no risk when you've positioned yourself as a respectable Negro, like Kendrick did, handpicked by another respectable Negro, Capitalistic Hove. If they were fearful of the impact of his protests, he wouldn't be on that Super Bowl stage. But nonetheless, I thought it was dope. But I asked myself, what's the difference between Tabitha Brown saying only support black-owned businesses in Target and Kendrick performing at the Super Bowl? Doesn't matter how blackety black your product is, you're only there because of the value you bring. And white supremacy via capitalism is going to extract every ounce of that value before discarding you when you're bone dry. But hey, we sure showed them white folk making Samuel L. Jackson Uncle Sam, didn't we? And let me be clear, this ain't about disliking Kendrick, his performance, his art. That's not the issue. I just don't like the overseasoning y'all do when it comes to the art. Because while we're hyping up symbolism, there are people out here fighting every day, unseen, unpaid, on behalf of the people. And y'all keep it pushing. We're so enamored with celebrity that we don't ask no real questions when they give us 20 minutes of songs in a 9-minute Super Bowl set. Like, dog, you got money, power, visibility. Why do we only see you every few years? And why aren't you risking it all on behalf of the people? Cap did. Craig Hodges did. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf did. That person who walked out with the hybrid Palestinian-Sudanese flag did. They risked more in one night than Kendrick did in the last year. So I ask again, how strong is a protest if you have to clear every aspect of it with an oppressor? If the oppressor approves every aspect, is it still a protest or just a performance of resistance, carefully curated to ensure it never truly disrupts the system? That's the thought. Do with it what you will. Peace.